there was a knock at my door, and the neighbor had actually come in and said, "Marjorie, your son has been hurt." I thought, oh gosh, he's been bumped over a car. Little did I know what I was going to come face to face with. So I found a crowd of people around. So I walked towards the scene, which was just outside our apartment. And there I found my son lying on the pavement. I just asked him, "What has happened?" They said he's been stabbed. "Who did it?" And they mentioned the name. We all knew him as Damien. And I said, "No, it's not him. Describe him." And they described him to the T. So I jumped in the ambulance with my son. The police followed us to North Staffs. The stabbing had actually got him in his thigh. Mysteriously, my phone rang while my son was still having his x-ray. And bingo, it was Damien on the phone.
The person who had attacked him, who was a really close friend, the best, you know, your son's best friend.
Yeah, that's right. Damien took it as his responsibility to look after me. He took me as an aunt. One of the police ladies came to me and said, "Marjorie, there is a man by the name of Dale Francis looking for Marcus." I don't know him. So she called me to say, "But this guy fits the description of the guy who is the suspect." And lo, glory, was Damien.
How did you feel knowing that somebody you treated as a nephew, your son's closest friend, was who'd attacked him?
Up to now, I'm in shock. I think I'm actually in mourning. I don't want to believe it. We were taken to do an identification, a video identification. When his picture came finally, I broke down and I just turned away and said, "I'm not doing anything." But the officers there said, "You have to do this." And I felt like a real broken mother. And so I just said, "Why, Damien, why?" And up to now, it's all still spinning. Why, Damien, why? It's made me now have a very high insecurity phobia. And it's just killed my trust in anybody.
You then had to relive all of this when it went to court in November, December last year, didn't you?
We were taken in the court through the back way for security. And then mysteriously, about half an hour before we were just been about to be called into the courtroom, who arrived was the barrister in his gown and everything. I thought, gosh, what's happening? Marcus and Marjorie, go home. Damien, as you know him, Dale Francis, as we know him, has pleaded guilty.
Was that such a relief?
A relief and a disappointment to me. I wanted to stand in that dock and look him in the eye. I think that closure was better for both of us when I looked at my son.
And Dale Francis, or Damien as you knew him, was sentenced to 21 months in prison.
Who have I to say? It's the law, but all I'm trying to say is, how does knife crime stop? If a person can pick up a knife, stab a brother, and get away with only 21 months.
That was the decision of the judge at Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court. Do you feel that sentence was long enough?
I really don't think it's long enough for him, because he needs help. And the safest place for him to get help is with the prison.
When he's released, would you ever like to meet him again, to see him?
I really would, just to say why.
Do you think you'd ever be able to forgive him?
I forgave him already. As a Christian, I forgave him. They say you can forgive, but you can't forget. But if I had to see Damien gasping for breath on a point of death on the street, I'd help him. I've forgiven him.
But this has now changed your life, because you and your son have both been relocated as victims. So you're now living around an hour away. We won't say where. And your son is now living around 2 to 3 hours away. So it's changed your life.
It's really hard for me to come to terms. Marcus is miles away. I feel lost in my own home, thinking, is anything going to happen to him where he is? I still take him as my baby, and I don't see why this should have happened just by one selfish person doing it to both of us. So we're both in a shell, and we don't know how to break it. It's a lot of pain. It's a lot of brokenness. It's a lot of sleepless nights. Sometimes I actually sit and think it's like I've been put in the circumstances like my son is dead.